We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
All right, we open up on a major day in the election process. Wisconsin at stake, and once again, it doesn't matter. I think Bernie Sanders will win his sixth out of his last seven primaries. Not going to matter. He has to win decisively in Wisconsin, decisively in New York, and unless he does, I don't know. It's just god awful to think of Hillary Clinton as the nominee, the presidential nominee on the Republican side. There are one or two disputed or contradictory polls that indicate that Donald Trump is ahead. Most seem to indicate that Ted Cruz is ahead. But what a bloody mess this is all turning out to be as Paul Ryan waits in the wings. You know, Paul Ryan, I don't really want to be Speaker of the House. Why would you give the job to someone who goes out publicly and says he doesn't know? Okay, are we ready? All right. We are joined by virtue of Skype as Alexander, A-L-E-K-S-A-N-D-R, the letter V, for the middle initial, Bezgodov, is joining us with his book, Planetary Project. It is published by Ex Libris. And as I say, he is joining us through Skype. Alexander, welcome. Now that we get through to you, it's a pleasure to have you on, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. The pleasure is mine too, Stu.
All right. Where are you located, by the way?
Yeah, right now I'm in a beautiful city of St. Petersburg in Russia.
All right.
So enjoying 4 degrees today.
All right. Well, enjoy. Tell us about the book. You've got an interesting, complex book that's required a lot of thought. What is your book about?
Yeah, basically my book is about three major issues. It's a manifest of a new pattern of management and governance, where we are talking about lots of possibilities of cooperation. Right now, we are in such a times when lots of problems are taking place, when there is lots of clash of several cultures, several civilization, lots of ecological catastrophes are taking place, and people are not taking care of even natural resources. So what I have tried to come up with a manifest where I'm trying to present a type of management system where we can talk about global income redistribution system, so that you can manage the environment, manage the resources, manage different cultures in such a way that we can leave behind a better world for our upcoming generation.
Doesn't redistribution of resources, including wealth,
kind
of give the implication that what you're advocating is a socialist approach to solving our problems, much as we are seeing here in the United States in the elections?
Yes, certainly. Since my root is from Russia, so I can be termed guilty about that. But basically, it's not exactly the social, a socialistic approach, but it is more a macroeconomic approach where when my next book will be coming up with the key figures, what basically people are lagging today in understanding, that how you can manage the wealth in such a way that it can be helpful, for example, even when Europe is right now facing a big problem of immigration due to the wars, etc., you can create a system, you can create a space for those migrants in their home country so that they need not be migrating. There shouldn't be a forced migration. These type of solutions in macroeconomic forms I have tried to give in my book. And yeah, it can, you can say that it touches some socialistic approach, but it is not exactly socialistic or communistic or something, or anarchist.
You're saying it's based upon economic development where we all work together to improve the world. Where did you get your ideas from? What's the source of, and roots of your knowledge, and just a little bit about your background?
Yeah, I hail from north of Russia, and all through my years, I had been engaged in my business and research activities. And right from the time of Soviet Union, and even after the breakup of Soviet Union, I was involved in the development of innovative technologies in different oil and gas sectors. And right now, also all my my companies which work here in Russia and outside, they are basically developing technologies for different sectors. So while doing these jobs and while talking to all my scientists and research analysts, I started nearly 11 years back thinking about this particular planetary project and tried to touch economic, political, social, cultural, and all these as a foundation that there should be a harmony between the civilizations and how I can create a synergy effect globally out of this, let's say, world integration of humanity.
All right, I want to give out the website. It's planetaryproject.com. You'll get much more information on it. The name of the book is Planetary Project, written by Alexander Bezgodov. The book is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Why did you consider it appropriate to establish the Planetary Development Institute in the Middle East?
Yeah, basically, I've been living here in Dubai for past 10 years. And when I talk about the integration of humanity, etc., when I came here in 2007, till date, I have been seeing how different cultures have been mixing here. Here, we have got more than 150 nationalities coming together of different faith, of different civilizations, and they are interacting together, and lots of appreciation of modern education and fundamental and experimental sciences and high technologies. All is happening here in Abu Dhabi, in Dubai. And when I see this, it gives me a future image of basically what I want to attain for the whole of our globe. What I'm seeing right now, and certainly the decade, I'm not opening America by stating that the next decade is of Asia and Middle East. So yeah, that is why I plan to set up this Planetary Development Institute right here in Dubai.
What are the prospects for further development of your planetary project?
In the future, as I already mentioned, I've developed this web portal, planetaryproject.com, which is already in Russian, Arabic, and Chinese languages available. And I'm creating a big platform here where people from different walks of life, from business world, public figures, politicians, young people, everybody can come together on their specific forums. We can interact and we can provide certain solutions. Even to some big names out here, like we have got our Sheikh Mohammed out here in Dubai, like we have got Prince Walid in Saudi Arabia. They are running lots of big charitable organizations. We'll be inviting them also to be a part of this particular project, and many more reverend people from West. And a basic idea is to have this dialogue on this particular platform. And there will be a series of books which I'll be trying to publish and conduct seminars and conferences based on this planetary project and a planetary development institute in Dubai.
You have an overwhelming project ahead of you in order to accomplish your objective. What's your biggest obstacle?
Right now, basically, I take all the challenges as an opportunity. The only thing is that, like many people, since I'm a Russian of a Russian origin, sometimes we are stereotyped. That is the only obstacle when I see that people have got skepticism that my ideas are more coming from the communist background or from socialist background. But basically, apart from this, I don't find any problems ahead, because our team is quite vast, starting from far east to far west, and I'm more than sure that we'll be crossing all types of barrier possible without any big issues, because practically the whole world is looking towards such a harmony today.
I've got less than a minute. I'd like you to make a concluding statement. Anything that we haven't covered here in your book, Planetary Project?
Sir, just a couple of sentences. Basically, what I want to call upon people to look at this planetaryproject.com website and understand that there are six basic research programs which we are starting here, which will be running annually and or on an annual basis, on economic systems and processes, social system and processes, political and legal systems and processes, biosphere and processes and ecology, and cultural system and processes and global studies. So there is a vast area where everybody can come in with his or her inputs, and we'll be more than happy to not only conduct seminars or conferences, but even try to give solutions to big organizations, even up to United Nations and many other organizations.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Bezgodov, for a rather impactful delivery of your book. The book is Planetary Project, published by Ex Libris. It has indeed been a delight. Continue your work. This is Stu Taylor.
Thanks, Stu.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Congressman Barney Frank, and I just want to report that I had one of the best interviews I've ever had with Stu Taylor on his very informative and entertaining show.
All right. I think that's pretty universal. Everyone loves dogs. There's a real passion for them. And there's a book filled with laughter, with heartache, with, well, it's got everything in it. It's called, you ready for the name? It's Pee, Poop, Heartache and Love, Life Lessons Learned from Fostering Shelter Dogs. It's written by Rusty Williams. The book is published by Tate. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Rusty, welcome. Pleasure to have you on. As I indicated, I'm just absolutely incredibly passionate about dogs. I've had enough of them, and I just don't want the responsibility of getting out in a cold morning and cleaning up poop.
Oh, good morning, Stu. It's great. It's exciting for me to be here as well. And I got to be honest with you. When I woke up this morning and walked outside with our pack of three, it was a cold reality check. I got to be honest with you. The weather is certainly doing something, and it's making it interesting to take care of our three in our home.
Right. Well, you know, it depends how much sacrifice you want to make. I think those years are behind me, but I still enjoy other people's dogs. As a matter of fact, and I'll have you pick up on this. To me, I mean, there were a few heartbreaking ads on television. I think it's the Shriners where all those little boys and girls who have horrific handicaps come on and ask for contribution. The other is the Wounded Warriors, which breaks my heart to see. And the third one is that ad where it shows the abuse and suffering of animals in unnecessary and terrible confinement. You're familiar with that ad, aren't you?
Yeah, I believe you're talking about the ASPCA ad. And
yes,
and
yes, yeah.
On,
I mean, it's just, it's devastating to watch. So taking that into regard, what have you done with dogs to kind of restore what I think is justice in this system to take care of these poor, loving animals?
Well, unfortunately, we've been made aware, my wife Elisa, we're made aware of dogs that are being euthanized at a rate in this country that is just horrible. Dogs that are left in shelters, and the shelters just don't have enough room for the dogs, so they end up putting them down time after time. And my wife dragged me to an adoption event at her high school where she's a teacher, and one of the events, the vendors there was a rescue group. And this rescue group, the owner grabbed me and said, how would you like to start fostering dogs? And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I've got enough issues going on in my life. I don't want to be responsible for a bunch of dogs coming into our home. And something spoke to my heart. My wife was probably the one who was beating on my chest to hawk this. And we started fostering dogs for a local rescue organization. And not only did our hearts get opened, but our home was destroyed in the process. You can imagine when you bring in dogs from shelters that have no training, no socialization skills, what they can do to a home. But when these dogs came into our homes, too, they opened our hearts in ways that we just could not imagine. And we foster dogs, try to get them a little bit of training, some socialization skills, so that they can be adopted out to what we call their forever homes, families that are going to adopt them and love them forever.
Do you have a website people can go to if they want to participate in this?
There are, I would say, do wherever they are in the country, wherever they are in the world, if they just were to Google or do an internet search for local rescue groups, they will find out that there are more in their communities than they would imagine. The rescue group we are affiliated with is JoJo's Place in Medford, New Jersey. But there are so many rescue groups out there that need fosters, that need donations, because if you can't foster a dog, and I understand not everyone can.
Sensitive, intuitive, smart, I mean, compassionate, loyal beyond belief. What lessons, right. I hope I didn't capitalize all of it here, but what lessons have you learned and do people learn from dogs?
Wow. Well, I think when we get a dog, I'm a retired police officer, former bomb dog handler. So my experience with dogs runs from pets to a dog whose life's dependent on me and I dependent on it. So the bond that's created in a relationship with a dog is something that I think is just phenomenal. And as humans, I think we pull all the love that we can from a dog, and we believe, at least I did, that love is what keeps it going. But what we learned with fostering dogs and rehabilitating them so they can get adopted is that there are so many lessons that they can teach us about life, lessons that they can teach us about ourselves, about unconditional love, and especially about forgiveness. That really, really was the key for me in writing the book of the lessons. Not, you know, everyone's written books about dogs. There's dozens, if not hundreds, of books out there about that. But as far as lessons that we can learn as humans that dogs teach us, the love, the forgiveness, the bonding, they see us as a forever type of situation. And I think we tend to see dogs or pets, as some of us do at least, as something that is there temporarily. And in the dog's eyes, they don't see that. They see their human family as being there forever for them. And those lessons really just spoke to my wife and I, my kids and I, and that was really the impetus for writing the book.
It's not just a tearjerker. It's filled with humor, too. The title indicates that, pee poop and heartache and love. Can you give us a couple of examples that will put a smile on our faces?
Sure. You know, the title came from my wife being the high school teacher, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get these dogs all taken care of before she went to school. She would write on her chalkboard 3 P's, and the class had to guess how many P's, poops, and pukes she cleaned up that morning before even going to school. That's how the title was kind of born. And, you know, the dogs, one of the things we do is we have people come to our home, potential adopters, to see if they like the dog, to meet the dog. One of the dogs that we had named Socks, a little terrier lab mix, running around all over the place. The family came in our front door, and Socks would not come to the door. I don't know what he was doing upstairs. When I finally called him enough to get his attention, he came to the front of the stairs. We were at the bottom of the stairs. He came to the top of the stairs with a pair of my dirty underwear in his mouth. He had gone into the hamper, pulled out my dirty underwear, and was standing there at the top of the stairs with a pair of my underwear in his mouth. You know, you talk about making a good first impression.
Yeah, well, that's not an impression I would ever choose to make, I can tell
exactly.
You that.
And, you know, getting out of bed in the morning, you know, sometimes you're a little groggy. And after my wife went to work one morning, the dogs were running around our bedroom, and my olfactory senses hadn't kicked in yet, so I was walking to the bathroom half awake when my bare feet slid into a pile of things that bare feet really shouldn't be sliding into. And Sue, I don't know how to dance, but that morning I did the cha-cha, the electric slide, and the twist in ways that you can't even imagine.
All the way to the shower. Pee, poop, heartache, and love. Life lessons learned from fostering shelter dogs. Rusty Williams, Tate Publishing. Thanks for the wonderful segment. Appreciate having you on. We'll be back.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Biz Talk Radio. Stu Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. at WBNW, 1120 a.m.
Hello, this is Michael Eisner. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and I'm excited about having talked about my book with him.
All right, we're going to turn from dog lovers to cheerleading, and joining us this morning is Breanne Fennell. She is the author of Choose Your Cheer. It is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Nice to have you on, Breanne.
Thank you for having me today.
All right, love to have you on. So tell us about the book. What's it about?
Choose Your Cheer is a book about a cheerleader named Lena who realizes that people all around her aren't very cheerful, and so she goes around and kind of does community service and helps others. And what's really cool is once she starts helping people, she realizes that she's making an impact on others.
Well, is this taken from anybody in your family, or was it taken from you? It's obviously a fictional account, but was it taken from a non-fictional setting?
It really was. My niece, Helena, is who the story is kind of based off of, and she tried cheerleading for a little while, and what she found is that, you know, there were people around her that were trying to bring her down, telling her her jumps weren't high enough or she wasn't good enough, and she really held her own and was her own person and was really helpful to others, and so it was kind of based around her.
What's the message you want people to take from this book? Obviously, helping others breeds happiness, it breeds unison, it breeds a much positive atmosphere. Is there something else in the book that you'd like to relate to us?
I would. I think that one of the things that I think is so important, I'm a teacher and I was also a cheerleading coach, but I think that you really have to teach kindness. You can't expect children to just know what's right and what's wrong. And by using books or using whatever your gift is, whatever your talent is, and you're sharing it with other people, you are you're going to make an impact on that younger generation. And what that's going to do is just really help us in the future. But it really needs to be taught. It needs to be thought about. There are different challenges out there, like the Great Kindness Challenge. And so I encourage people, whether they're parents or whether they're teachers or ministers or, you know, they work with a youth group, whatever they do, you can make an impact on that younger generation.
Just a plug for cheerleaders. My younger daughter was a cheerleader both on a high school and the college level, and it really is a dedication. It's a lot of hard work. A lot of people look and say, this is really nothing. It's quite an effort, isn't it? And I think they have more injuries than cheerleaders. I don't know where I saw the number, 60,000 a year, than you do from other sports.
Absolutely. You know, coaching, I realize it is that big dedication. These girls put all their effort into, you know, making their performance the best that they can. And it really becomes, you know, a family. And if you are a coach, you can really use that venue to, like I said, teach the younger generation. My cheerleading team came in and they read to my second graders, you know, as an after-school project. That we went over to the nursing home and did some, you know, fight songs and cheers for the nursing home residents, you know, just to give them a little boost. And so you can just remember that those community projects can really be a part of whatever event you're interested in.
What age group is this book set up for? Who are you targeting?
I'm targeting 8 to 10-year-olds with this book.
Our future cheerleaders, right?
The future cheerleaders, absolutely. And, you know, if you've ever been to a sporting event or you've seen a cheer clinic, these younger girls, they really look up to the older cheerleaders. You know, they want to be them. So if you have the cheerleaders setting this awesome example, you know, of respect and dedication, then it's really going to follow through with those younger kids.
And, you know, cheerleading is like the stage in performing. It helps build character and confidence for these kids. I know both my daughters grew up in theater, and it's done marvelous things. I wish I had the benefits of starting out like that. It was a little different for me. It took me a while. I'm not sure I'm there yet. But talk about the wonderful socialization effect it has.
It really does have a great, it's a great avenue for socialization. And when you have a group of great girls like I had, I think that you're just kind of building upon their foundation, and their socialization can be, you know, with each other. It can be with the school. But I really think that they need that support of other people to keep going. So
what's been any surprising responses from people who have read the book, or has it been pretty much predictable?
I think what the great thing is when I hear that a kid asked for the book over and over again. We all grew up with our favorite books. And when I hear that the kids want to get my books off the shelf and read them over and over, or, you know, their book is broken down because they've read it so many times, like, those are the best responses I think that I can get. I had my first book, Play Yay, was based upon my son Lucas, and just getting babies into the laps of their parents and getting parents to read with their kids. I really believe it's never too early to read with your children. And if you keep reading with them as they get older, you know, they're just going to have that benefit, lifelong benefit.
Is this your first attempt at writing? And if so, in either case, will you be doing more?
This Choose Your Cheer was my second book, and Play is my first, but I've always been a writer. I've always loved writing, and publishing a children's book was always on my bucket list of things to do, and I was really glad to work with State Publishing to get this dream accomplished. I am writing more, and I have two books that are currently in production right now. One's called Oh Brother, and the other one's called Blair the Brilliant Inventor. And all of my books are just about kids doing great things. And I want to make characters that people can really relate to. Just like Lena in Choose Your Cheer, she is able to tell people to share their gifts with others. Lucas in Play Yay is able to tell kids to use their imagination, and is able to, at the end, tell parents, you know, come and play with me. Come and see what my imagination is all about. So those are the kind of characters I strive for.
Any surprises for you? I'd like you to describe your emotions in being an author here. I know how exciting it is the first time around, especially.
It is a fascinating process. I think it's just something that you learn more and more about. You have, you know, the marketing side where, you know, I have a Facebook page, you know, Brienne Fennell author page, and you try to promote and get your book out there as much as possible. And it is, you know, it's a hard industry because there are so many books that are published all the time, and people tend to go to their favorites. And I think that if you get it out there by word of mouth, or you do small events throughout your community, that people are going to, you know, realize you as an author. Like, I know that I'm Brian Fennell, the mom, and Brian Fennell, the teacher, but becoming Brian Fennell, the author, has become, you know, something that's just like a part of my life now. I just had a recent opportunity to talk to Dr. Kevin McAfee about what it takes to take your book into movie form. And so that's something I'm learning more about now is, you know, where can this avenue take you? So.
Love Dr. McAfee. Love Kevin. Great guy. And you're certainly with the right place to take this beyond the book publishing aspect of it. Brianne Fennell, Choose Your Cheer. It is published by Tate Publishing. Again, you can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Anything you'd like to conclude with in terms of what we haven't talked about?
I just kind of want to end this interview in a quote that I found, that there are many ways to enlarge your world, but love of books is the best of all.
All right, Brianne Fennell, thank you. Choose your
career. Thank you very
Choose
much.
Your chair, Tate Publishing. Great having you on. This is Stu Taylor.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
All right, I guess in about a week and a half, Juan Williams will be reappearing on this show. Really enjoyed it. I mean, I disagree with him just. We're polar opposites. I think he's a decent guy. I know he's a decent guy, and he's coming on with his new book, We the People, and these conversations, while we disagree, are, as he indicated, are very respectful, something that seems to be missing today. But, hey, I'm guilty, too. If you want to define it as guilt, I'm so angry at what's going on, not only in the Republican establishment, but with the Democrats as well. And to think that John Kasich or Paul Ryan could step in a broken convention when we the people, there you go, Juan, I'm taking the line, when we the people, with millions of voters coming out, have already designated either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz as the Republican nominee to be fought fair and square. It is disgraceful. If it's Kasich, get the hell out of the race. The more I see you, the less I like you. And then Kasich steps up in contradiction to Trump and says, you know, the rules are the rules. Well, he doesn't have to pull out, but if he's looking to divide the Republican Party for his own ego, he'll stay in and he will. I'd go out and actively campaign for John Kasich if he ran against Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, but that doesn't say that I like him. It says to people out there, do not make another mistake. Made mistakes by, well, the establishment's made. I guess I have to say first, there are two mistakes. Number one, who the establishment puts forth. Bob Dole, John McCain, and Mitt Romney, all lousy candidates. One of those three would have made a terrific president, Mitt Romney. Less and less enamored with him. Number two, the people have to get out to vote. You got to get out to vote. You just say, well, you know, I hate them all. That's a blind, dumb statement. I got news for you. I don't love all of them either. There are things with, you know, that I've elaborated on the show every single day that just turn me off about Donald Trump. As he says, he's waiting. He'll be more presidential if he gets elected. Well, what he's doing is working. Except he's alienated so many people that I wonder what will happen if he's facing Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, Hillary has the email thing hanging overhead. I've been talking about it every single day, and I told you what my views were. For those who haven't listened, I think the FBI will do something, although James Comey has to account the head of the FBI to his superiors. And if there's an indictment that's recommended, Obama's going to tell Loretta Lynch not to do it. I hate to keep saying this, but there are people who are just listening for the first time. This whole thing will get squashed, blown away. There'll be a walkout at the FBI for a week. It'll make major headlines and poof, gone. And this is another Obama scandal as well. It's an Obama-Hillary scandal. The chieftains of a criminal organization, and I take that from Ed Klein, I take that from Roger Stone, I take that from Dinesh D'Souza. I can't find better words to describe it. The system is the system, though, whether you have the electoral system or the general population vote. You can't, if you want to change the system, you have to change the laws. Trump, really angry that he won in Louisiana and Cruz came out with more delegates. The one thing I like about Trump is he's feisty. He wants to win every single time at every single thing. And then one of the questions I'm going to ask him, if I get him on, and I think I'll be getting him on within the next week, is... Well, I don't want to spill the interview, but why not be more presidential now? You got this thing won. I don't mind if he becomes, in a sense, less presidential going after Hillary Clinton. Because anyone who has the courage and conviction to take on Satan, I have to respect. And, you know, in that debate, no holds barred. If you look at the majority of the women out there, they don't have a great favorable opinion of Trump. They don't have one of Hillary. This country has gone haywire. Cruz's only shot, his only chance, is to win in Wisconsin. I believe if he loses in Wisconsin, he's out of it. And then we'll see if Trump can get the 1,237. And if he can't, then I'll have a fight, broken convention, and the Republicans, who are dumber than a brick, will end up again imploding and losing the election instead of saying, well, let's live with Trump for 4 years as opposed to Hillary. Notice I said four. On the other side, Bernie Sanders, a remarkable job running this campaign. The only big mistake I think he made was not going after Hillary more and earlier, especially on the emails. But, you know, you go through these things. Trump sleeps maybe 2 or 3 hours a night, 2 or 3 appearances. I'd probably last a week before I'd keel over. It's arduous. Hillary is the only one who's pacing herself, selective appearances. But if she loses Wisconsin and New York, as much as I dislike what Bernie Sanders stands for, I have to confess, I would just be elated to see Hillary lose. I'll make a deal. Let Hillary lose. And let her not go to jail. Let her just go quietly into her retirement, frustrated with that trailer trash husband of hers. But I don't make these decisions. But I've said here, and I'm going to say it probably up until the elections, it's about choice. A no vote, abstaining, is a vote for the opposition. No matter who runs in this, no matter who the candidates are, I am voting. I don't want to look back and say, you know, I didn't cast any vote, and I'm part of what I'm preaching on radio here, that is being self-righteous and being critical and self-righteous and not backing up what I'm saying. So I will back it up. At this particular point, it's kind of too late for a reversal of field. Let it be Trump, let it be Cruz, but let it not. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.